Eved Knaini? Can an Eved Ivri and an Eved Knaini be Nikne b'chalifin, and can they be Kones Atzum b'chalifin? This came up in the sugya on Daf Ches because the Gemara quotes Machlokes Rabbah and Rav Yosef as to whether Shiroi Tzrich Yishum or not. And on Daf Ches, Rav Yosef brings a raya to his shita from the din of Eved Ivri. That the Braisa says, Mikesev Ignasu, the Kesev Unikne, and Unikne Betfu of the Kalim, that an Eved Ivri is Unikne Bekesev, but not Betfu of the Kalim. So the Gemara initially wants to say, what does Tfu of the Kalim mean? Chor, it's talking about a situation where it is a Shaveputa, because if it's not a Shaveputa, then what's the Havamina? Dr. Vyosev, maybe it's talking about where it's a Shaveputa, but because there's no Shuma, Kevin Lo Kaitzi, Lo, it doesn't work. So this might be a Raya that Shiroi Tzvichi Shuma, that Shavekesef requires a Shuma, it requires an evaluation. So the Gemara turns around and says, no, maybe we can be Doche in one of two ways, that either the Kesef Unikne Veinu Nikne B'Tfu of the Kalim might mean Veinu Nikne B'Torah's Tfu of the Kalim. Now we're not saying that the Eved Ivri can't be Nikne with Tfu of the Kalim Mamish, Shove Pruta, Shove Kesef, but rather we're talking about that he can't be Nikne B'Chalipin, B'Torah's Tfu of the Kalim. Rav Nachman, who holds Peres Lo Avdi Chalipin, can't learn the Drasha like that. He can't say Eno Nikne B'Torah's Tfu of the Kalim. Eno Nikne B'Torah's Tfu of the Kalim sounds like you can use Tfu of the Kalim for Chalipin, but the Eved Ivri can't be Nikne that way. But according to Rav Nachman, he can't use Tvua, because he holds that Peres don't work for Chalipin. So that Drasha doesn't make any sense according to him. So how is he going to be Docha the Raya? So Zalpi Gemara, he'll be Docha the Raya that really we're talking about Tfu of the Kalim that are less than a Shavu Pruta. I have less than a Shavu Pruta, it's Pasha. Nope. The Mikra V'Hana Asayu, since the Hana of the Tfu of the Kalim is greater than Kesef, because you can immediately be netted from the Tfu of the Kalim. Kesef you have to buy something with. But the Tfu of the Kalim you can eat, you can use. So you'd have a Havamin to say that maybe that should work. Maybe Pachas Mishavu Pruta, if it's Tfu of the Kalim, should work. Midin Kesef, Kamash Mulanda. So the Gemara initially wanted to bring a Ra that she wrote Tzvichi Shuma from this drasha. That the Kesef of the Nikna Ben Nikna but Tfu of the Kalim means Tfu of the Kalim, Shav the Kesef that didn't have a Shuma. The Gemara rejects that Ra in one of two ways. That either the drasha means that he's not Nikna B'Chalipin, or it means that he's not Nikna but Tfu of the Kalim, which are less than a Shavu Pruta. But you'd have a Havamina that maybe it should work since Mikrava Hana Asai. So comes Tosfos here and says, you see from our Gemara that an Eved Ivri can't be Nikne B'Chalipin. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. The Kesef who Nikne and a Nikne B'Tfu of a Kalim. Sounds like he can't be Nikne B'Chalipin. But Tosfos adds to it. Based on the Haggah of the Gra, Tosfos says not only can the Eved Ivri not be Nikne B'Chalipin, he can't be Kones Asa B'Chalipin. He says the Rai is not from our Gemara, the Rai is from the Gemara Gittin. Because the Gemara Gittin tells that story about the Oma that the master felt bad for, and the master gave her a kumta, shuttle a kumta, he threw her his hat, and he said, Kini ho, kini nafshach, you be kone this hat, and be kone yourself as well. Sounds like we're doing a kini chalifin, and the Gemara says it doesn't work. Why does it not work? It didn't work. The Gemara says, Mandachaz, and someone who saw this would say that ein halacha kerab Shimon. Reb Shimon holds that an Eved Kenaini can be Kones Atzum B'Shtar, but not B'Kesef. So man the Chazas Savar Halacha Reb Shimon, right? That he can be Kones Atzum B'Shtar, but not B'Kesef and not B'Chalifin, meaning only B'Shtar. That's what you would think. Halacha Reb Shimon, that the Eved Kenaini can be Kones himself only B'Shtar, and that's why this didn't work, the Chalifin didn't work. Says the Gemara, but that's not really true. The real reason is that this was Caliph Shalmak. And since the Adam was giving the Kli to the Oma, and not the Oma to the Adam, that's Caleb Shal Makna, and in Chalifin, it's the Kona that has to give the Kli to the Makna, and that's why it didn't work. Not that Halacha Kereb Shimon, that nothing works to be Meshachar and Eved Kenaini except the Kesef, but rather, it would have worked if it had been a good Chalifin, but it's Caleb Shal Makna, not Caleb Shal Kona, and that's why it doesn't work. So comes Tosis and says, oh, you see, we have a Gemara in the Kiddushin, a Gemara in Gittin, that show us that an Eved Ivri, well, this Gemara says that an Eved Ivri can't be Nikne Bekesef. The Gemara in Gittin shows that an Eved Kenaini can be Kone as Atzvo Bekesef. Right? Two different Gemaras that are teaching us Kinyonim by an Eved Ivri and an Eved Kenaini. So Tosfos concludes that Eved Ivri and Eved Kenaini are different. From our Gemara it sounds like an Eved Ivri can't be Nikne Bekesef, can't be Nikne Bechalifin. An Eved Ivri can't be Nikne Bechalifin. And by the same token, Mikesef Ignaso Veino Nikne Betu of a Kalim, that's also the source later on that he can be Kones Atzmo B'Kesef but not B'Tfu of a Kalim. The Eved Ivri can't be Nikne nor Kones Atzmo B'Chalifin. And yet, from the Gemara and Gittin, you see that an Eved Kenani can be Kones Asol B'Chalifin. It's just it was Kalev Shalmakna, that's why it didn't work. And from the Gemara and Daf Chav Beis, as we described last time, you see clearly that an Eved Kenani can be Nikna B'Chalifin. Okay, so it's a split, a direct split according to Tosis in Kedushin. Eved Ivri is Nikna Kones Asol B'Chalifin. Eved Kenani is not Nikna. Eved Ivri is Nikna. Is not Nikna or Kone Sasu B'Chalifin. Eved Kenani is Nikna and is Kone Sasu B'Chalifin. Yaakov.
I remember wondering why Tosos goes to Gittin and not Chavez. Is it possible to suggest that...
Just one second. Chavez is talking about Nikna. It's not,
right.
Not talking about Kone Sasu.
Well, Tosos is saying both. I mean, in fact, the Gras to add Kone Sasu.
Because the Rai of Tosos is only about Kone Sasu.
Right. So why is he skipping Nikna? Is he assuming we know that knowledge, or is there...
I think so.
Or is Kones Atzmo the bigger Kiddush, that if you know Kones Atzmo, for sure it can be Nikna?
I hear. I mean, the truth is, it is strange to say that we know Nikna. If he has to quote the Gemara later on to show that an Eved Ivri cannot be Kones Atzmo B'Chalipin, right, that's the Gemara and Daft HaZayin. So if he had to quote that Gemara...
Well, it seems there's not a hierarchy.
So, right, so why does he... Why does he not say, why does he not bring the raya from Chav Beis that an Eved Kenani is Nikna B'Chalifin?
Separate point?
I'm not sure what the answer to that point is. I'm not sure what the answer is. Anyone? You have any thoughts? Why didn't he have to, sorry? What is Gzeres HaKasuv? That an Eved, no, the Gzeres HaKasuv is actually not Gzeres HaKasuv. The Gzeres HaKasuv that an Eved Kenani is Nikna B'Kesef Shtar because of Chazaka, Loresh is Achuza, and then the Baraisa says Tona Af B'Chalifin. It's not such a Dover Pasha, you know.
Of all of them, though, it's the most Dover Pasha.
It's the most Dover Pasha because it's a pasuk. It's a Gzeres HaKasuv. Mikesef Miknoso Veino Nikna B'Tfuv B'Kelim is not Gzeres HaKasuv. That the Gemara later on is going to say that an Eved Ivri is not Kone as Atzo B'Chalifin because of Kesef Miknoso. So it's the same Gzeres HaKasuv we have in Agimar. So why did he have to quote that Gzeres HaKasuv if it's Mamish the Zelba pasuk? Same pasuk as we have over here. I'm not sure. Interesting. I don't know. Yeah. Second point.
Related to the hierarchy. Yesterday you asked on the Rambam.
We're going to get to this.
Okay.
Let's take it slow. Okay. This is Tosis and Kiddushin. This is a split, a chiluk between Eved Ivri as opposed to Eved Kenani. Eved Ivri is not Nikne V'Kones Atzmo B'Chalifin. Eved Kenani is Nikne V'Kones Atzmo B'Chalifin. Then we pointed out that this is really an issue that we dealt with earlier. Machlokes the Ravid and the Ravid. In Hilchos Avodah and Perkei Halacha Gimel. The Ravid invokes that Gemara in Gittin to prove that an Eved Kenani is Kones Atzmo B'Chalifin. And the Rambam disagrees. Right, the Ravid the Rambam says, "Amar lo shelo b'ksav hareat ben chorin hareat shel atzmeich afal b'sheheidu l'aveidim b'vezdim v'al b'shekonam yodo adayin l'nashtacha she'eno eved yotzal l'cheres ala b'kesef al b'shtara al b'roshe evar." Three ways that an eved kenani can be yotzal l'cheres, but not chalipin. Says the Ravid, "V'chol ze eino mechuver she'akinyin hareu k'kesef mehahu ma'isa d'kumta." He quotes the Mokar from Gittin that Eved Kenani is Nikna B'Chalifin. Eved Kenani is Kones Atzmo B'Chalifin. So the Rambam holds that an Eved Kenani is not Kones Atzmo B'Chalifin, and the Rambam says that he is Kones Atzmo B'Chalifin. This was the Machlokas that we quoted in the Sugya of Chalifin on Daf Gimel, Machlokas the Rambam and the Ravid, and we explain that the Rambam and the Ravid seem to argue as to the nature of Chalifin. Do we look at the exceptions to the rule of Chalifin, the fact that it goes back to the fact that the Caliph Shal Kona goes back to the Kona, and the fact that it's Kona B'Kliyaf Avishem or Shavaputa, are those Rayos Ladova that Chalifin is different than Kesef? It's a Hakno Amidas. Can we say, no, these are exceptions to the rule based on Gzeres HaKasuv, but the reality is the Chalifin really is a type of Kesef. So we said, L'chora, that's what the Rambam and the Ravid are disagreeing about. The Ravid says, Beferish, the Chalifin is Mitam Kesef. That's why in Eved Kenani, it's Kona Sasso, the Chalifin, if he's Kona Sasso, the Kesef. Ain Halacha Kerab Shimon, he's Kona Sasso, Bishtar, Ubi Kesef. Then he should be Kones Atzmo B'Chalifin as well. The Rambam disagrees, and he says the Chalifin is not Mitam Kesef. We discussed this at great length with different rayas, from Kotan, Edekiyum, and many different rayas, that the Rambam holds Chalifin is not Mitam Kesef. But who adin nami? The Rambam says that in Eved Kenani can't be Kones Atzmo, can't be Kones Atzmo B'Chalifin. So the question is, question is twofold. First of all, what's the Rambam going to do with the Gemara Gittin? This we didn't discuss last time. What is the Rambam going to do with the Gemara Gittin? Gemara Gittin is the Ravid Zraya that Khalifin is Mitam Kesef, and the Neved Knaini is Chodes Asa, the Khalifin. The Rambam knew the Gemara Gittin, so why didn't it trouble him? The Gemara Gittin clearly implies that an Eved Kenani can be Kones Atzon Bekesef. So how can the Rambam say the Khalifin doesn't work for an Eved Kenani to be Kones Atzon? What's more, how can the Rambam say the Khalifin is not Mitam Kesef if an Eved Kenani is Kones Atzon Bekesef? If an Eved Kenani is Kones Atzon Bekhalifin, that's the best right. The Khalifin is Mitam Kesef. That's what Tosis and Gittin writes. Remember? Tosis and Gittin says Khalifin is Mitam Kesef, and that's why the Gemara says that an Eved Kenani is Kones Atzon. As the Rashash points out, that Tosis is not like Tosis in Kiddushin. Machlokas Tosisim in different Mesechtas. He's working with Rashi in Kiddushin of Gimel. But then the Chor is the Posh of Pshan of the Gemara in Gittin. Reb Shimon holds that Eved Kenani is Kones Atzma only B'Shtar, but not B'Kesef. And then the Gemara brings a Raya from Khalifin. So the Gemara is relating Khalifin to Kesef. So the Chor Khalifin should be Mitam Kesef. And why does the Rambam assume that Eved Kenani is not Kones Atzma B'Kesef? So the Kesef Mishnah makes an interesting comment. He quotes the Rabbeinu Chananel, who wants to make some kind of a split. Till now we've had two shitas from Akotza Lakotza, that either an Eved Kenani is Kones Atzma B'Kesef, or he's not Kones Atzma B'Kesef. Either he goes L'Cheiros L'Gamri, or he doesn't go L'Cheiros B'Chalal. So after Rabbeinu Chananel, maybe there's a split. After all, we know that there are two Kenyonim. Avodim have two Kenyonim, both an Eved Ivri and an Eved Kenani. We discussed this as well. We know there's a concept of a Kenyan Mama and a concept of a Kenyan Issa. Right? The Eved is Konui to the Odon Le'inyan Mama. The Masi Adayim go to the Odon. He can be Meshabed him for his Malocha. That's a Kenyan Mama, a monetary Kenyan. But there's also a Kenyan Issa, that the Eved's status vis-a-vis Issa Vehetta changes as a result of the Kenyan, as a result of the Kenyan that the Odon has in him. The din of an Eved Ivri is changed in only one way. How's that? That he's Mutter B'Shivcha Knais. Right? The Eved Ivri is Mutter B'Shivcha Knais. That's a Kenyan Issa. A Kenyan Issa. That his status of Issa Behetta changes as a result of the Kenyan. That's what the Gemara in Daf Tazayin says, that Eved Ivri Gufo Konoi. What does that mean, Gufo Konoi? It means that there's a Kenyan Issa. That's what the Ritva and the Ramban there say, that there's a Kenyan Issa in the Eved. Eved Knaini has much more of a Kenyan Issa. Right? Much more. Obviously, he's Mutter B'Shivcha Knainis. He can be Nimna on a Korban Pesach. His Odon can give him a Minui on a Korban Pesach. Right? His Mila can be Ma'akev, his Odon, from eating from the Korban Pesach. There are many halachas that relate to him. Halachas Issa Veheta that relate to the Eved Kenani. So, Dr. Rabbeinu Chananel, maybe the idea is that Khalifin can be Meshachar the Eved vis-a-vis the Kenyan Mamun, but not the Kenyan Issa. He says maybe there's a split Kenyan Mamun but not Kenyan Issa. Works a little bit, but it doesn't work completely. So those Rishonim who claim that an Eved Kenani can't be Mishtacher B'Khalifin, could be the reason why, is not because the Eved Kenani still has to work for the Adam. No, the Kenyan Mamon might be Paka. The Kenyan Mamon might fall away. It's the Kenyan Issa that doesn't fall away. So he needs to get Shechra in order to go free completely. Right? To be Mutter B'Bas Yisrael. That he needs a star shikhar for, but maybe the Kenyan Mamataka does fall away. That's a middle shita. So that doesn't seem to be what the Rambam is saying, because the Rambam seems to say that he's not Mishtachar Bichlal. What, you can interpret the Rambam holds, Eino Eved Yotze L'Cheres Ela B'Kesef, he doesn't go out L'Cheres completely? It doesn't sound like what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam holds a Khalifin is not Mitam Kesef. If it's not Mitam Kesef, then how can it work on the Kenyan Mamon? It shouldn't work. So to that, the Kesef Mishnah says the following. He quotes a Tosefta. Tosefta says, "Ef shalomar d'hocha lo b'toras chalifin hu ela b'toras domim. B'kevin shekein ilu hay b'kevin shekone u b'toras domim yotza shari Kesef gomer ba. B'chein das haramba." What does the Kesef Mishnah say? The Tosefta claims that maybe what the Gemara in Gittin means to say is that if it were Kelev shekone, Nataka, it would work b'toras domim. What does that mean? That means that you can give a kli b'toras chalifin, and you can give a kli b'toras domim. If you give the kli amanas lahaknos, meaning expecting it back in return, that's giving a kli b'toras chalifin. If you give a kli not expecting it in return, is that chalifin? That's not chalifin. That's b'taras damim. You're paying with that kli. You're giving it to the. You're giving it as shava kesef. Says the Tosefta, if you give it as shava kesef, then it works to be mishachar the eved kli. It's no different than kesef. Reb Shimon holds that b'shtar shtar gomer ba, but not kesef. We paskin against Reb Shimon. We hold that you can be mishachar the eved kli even the kesef. So comes the Gemara and says, and I'll tell you a story. Right? There's a whole discussion there in the Gemara, halacha Reb Shimon or not. So the Gemara tells a story which is trying to prove the point. What's the story? This story with the kumta. The mandachos, the one who saw, would say that the reason why Rav Nachman said it doesn't work is because halacha for Reb Shimon, that you can only be mishachar the eved b'shtar and not with any other kinyan, not with kesef, not with chalifin. Real reason is it was Caleb Shalmakta, not Caleb Shalkona. So says the Kesef Mishnah, the Gemara doesn't mean to say that it would have worked the Khalifin. No, he's saying, Mandachazar, the one who saw, would say, Halacha Kerb Shimon, that you can't be Meshach of the Eved with Kesef, only with Shtar. But that's not really true. You really could be Meshach of the Eved with Kesef. It's just this can't be Kesef, because what? It was Caleb Shalmakta. That's the problem. The problem is not that it was going to be chalifin anyway, it's just you got to get the right kli for it to work as chalifin. The problem was that it can only work b'taras damim because the eved kenani can only be mishtachrer b'shtar u'b'kesef, but not b'chalifin. Since it was kalev shel makne, not kalev shel kone, that can't work as damim. Damim means that the kone is giving money and receiving something back. But if it's kalev shel makne, that's not damim, that's not a tit for tat, that's not an exchange. That's what the Gemara is saying. Avada chalifin doesn't work. The eved kenani can't be mishtachar b'chalifin, only b'kesef, b'shtaru b'kesef. If it would be kalev shel kone, given b'taras damim, then the taka would work. That's how the Rambam is going to learn the Gemara Gittin. Guys, there are two ways to learn the Gemara Gittin. Either it's talking about chalifin, it's b'kalev shel makne, that's why it doesn't work, but if it would be b'kalev shel kone, b'taras chalifin, taka would work, that's the raivid. And the Rambam says, no, it's talking b'taras damim, there's no havamina that it should work b'taras chalifin. It's saying that if it were Caleb Shalkon and you gave it b'taras damim, then it would tackle work b'taras kesef, not b'taras chalif. Okay, this is the Rambam, the Gemara given according to the Rambam. Isaac Selter pointed out, by the way, Rabbi Nochanano, the way the kesef Mishnah quotes him, is a middle shita, that chalifin works to the mafkiya, the kinyan mamu, not the kinyan isser, not middle shita. Tosus quotes the Rabbeinu Chananel in Os Sugya as saying the same as him, which is really interesting. Right? Rabbeinu Chananel, according to Tosus in Kiddushin, splits between Eved Ivri and Eved Kenani. He holds that an Eved Kenani is Kones Atzum B'Chalifa. That's not really so accurate the way the Kesef Mishnah quotes him, the way that the other Rishonim quote him. Because the other Rishonim say Rabbeinu Chananel splits between the Kinyimam and the Kinyimam. That's the Rambam. What's the other shayla? Yes, Yaakov.
I don't understand that middle. What does it mean to take away one of the two aspects?
Oh, that's because...
No avodah, but the halacha was still fine?
I'm sorry?
No avodah, but the halacha was of the...
Meaning he'd be also bebas Yisrael until he gets a get shechar. That issa would still apply. Right? The Dine Issa would apply, but the Shibud Le'inyan Malacha would not apply. Right? The Kinyan Mamud would fall away. That's what it means. The Gemara in Gittin has many cases like that. That if you're Mafkir Avda, some say Mafkir Avda Yotzal L'Cheres V'Tzarech Getshicha. What does that mean? Yotzal L'Cheres V'Tzarech Getshicha? Yes or no? The answer is the Kinyan Mamud falls away, but the Kinyan Issa is still there, so you need to get Shicha in order to be Mafkir in Babas Yisra. Okay, that's the Rambam. And in fact, Ken Zayin, the Rambam gets his sheet that the Chalifin is not mitam kesef. From where? From Asuya. The kesef who nikta ve'nu nikta b'tur of a kalim. The Eved Ivri is nikta the kesef and after Chalifin. That sounds like Chalifin is not mitam kesef. The problem is the Ravid. The Ravid learns that Chalifin is mitam kesef. So how does he understand Asuya? Right? The din that an Eved Ivri is enu nikta b'chalifin. So we said one way is that the Ravid could answer that it's exeris akasef. Right? Eved Ivri breaks the rules, even though it doesn't make sense misfar. Eved Kenani is kona v'nikna b'chalifin because chalifin is itam kesef, and Eved Ivri is not kona v'nikna b'chalifin because it's exeris hakasef. The other way to look at it is, who says the Ravid agrees with Tosfos? Tosfos might have to explain like that, but the Ravid could say that maybe that drusha doesn't remain lemaskana. The drusha of the bekesef u'nikna v'nikna b'tfil v'kelim, the Gemara rejects that, right? The Gemara says that according to Rav Nachman, that peri lo abdi chalifin, so you can't have such a drusha in u'nikna b'tfil v'kelim. The Gemara is a different dichui to the Raya. So it sounds like that drusha doesn't remain lemaskana. So the Ravid could say, maybe an Eved Ivri taka is kona v'nikna v'chalifin. Maybe an Eved Ivri and Eved Knani are really the same. No difference. Really, he could be kona v'nikna v'chalifin. Because chalifin is mitam kesef. This is what the Shita Noda Lemis suggests. The Shita Noda Lemis on the Gemara, on the Salkadaitach, on the last drosha. Salkadaitach Amina came to the Nikrava Hanayosa. Well, the high terutz is up the Shita Nira the Niknahu Hakli. I think it should say Niknahu Bikli, not Niknahu Hakli. Niknahu Bikli, that chalifin will work for an Eved Ivri. Afal b'shein bo shav epruta b'taras chalifin. Dmei kar ki yav mishanin and venonikta b'taras tu of a kelim. Gzeres hakosefu v'saka daitin v'enonikta b'chalifin. V'hashta lo itzricha l'ha. Now we don't need that drasha anymore. So l'fi the maskan of the Gemara, maybe the Eved Ivri can be nikna b'chalifin. That's the sheet. That's a possibility in the Ravid, that the Ravid really holds that Chalifin is mitam kesef, Eved Ivri and Eved Knani are the same. And we pointed out that's what Tosis in Bava Metzia seems to suggest, because he says that Eved Ivri also can be nikne v'kones atzu b'chalif. The real problem is the Rambam. Coming back to the Rambam. Once we have the sheet l'anod l'miz teretz for the Ravid, once we realize that, according to the Maskan of the Gemara, the drasha because of the Nikna Venonik the Bitful, Kalim doesn't stand, so how do we understand the Rambam? The Tshuva Sarashba said that our Gemara is the Mokka for the Rambam, that Chalifin is not Mitam Kesef. But isn't the Shita right? That drasha doesn't stand the Maskana. The Maskana, we say that Enonik the Bitful of Kalim comes to exclude Tful of Kalim that are less than a Shavapruta. The Eved Ivri, it sounds like, could be Nikna B'tuah V'Kelim, could be Nikna B'Chalifin. So what's the Rambam going to say? What's the Rambam going to say? The Gemara in Gittin was Shvar on the Rambam. Right? And the Gemara here is Shvar on the Rambam. So the Gemara in Gittin is not so difficult, we said. But this Gemara still is not that difficult. The Rambam has a drasha, but that drasha is not Lamaskona, so how is the Rambam going to learn? I think there are two possible answers for the Rambam. One is that perhaps the Rambam says, even though that drasha doesn't stand Lamaskona, the Rambam thought Misvara Chalifin is not Mitam Kesef. He didn't learn from a Jerusha against the Rajva. The Rajva wants to say that the Mokar for the Rambam, the Chalifin is not Mitam Kesef, is from Asuvya. Who says? Maybe the Shita is right. That Jerusha doesn't stay Lamaskana. So we don't have a Jerusha to tell me that Chalifin is not Mitam Kesef. So where did the Rambam get it from? Why did the Rambam think Chalifin is not Mitam Kesef? The Rambam says the fact that an Ebekneini is Nikna the Khalif, and that's Xeras HaKosov, Lareshes Achuza, Xeras HaKosov. But really, Khalifin should not be Mitam Kesef. He's not Kones Atzma B'Khalifin. Where did the Rambam get it from? He doesn't have a Drosh of Agama, so where did he get it from? I think the answer is he got it from Svara. That the Rambam looked at Khalifin and said, it's Kniyam and Asla Haknos. It's Konim B'Kliyaf B'Shem B'Shem B'Shem. It's different than Kesef. If it's different than Kesef, how can it be Mitam Kesef? That's what troubled the Rambam. So the Rambam felt compelled to say what? Chalifin is a haknam midas, it's takanat mitam kesef. It's not that the Rambam had a drasha. In a chanami, the maskona, that drasha doesn't stand. The Rambam is not learning from the drasha. The Rambam learned from svara that chalifin is not mitam kesef. Svara. So if you learn from svara, then there's no problem with the drasha. No problem with the drasha. Even though the drasha doesn't stand, the Rambam still says that in Eved Ivri, can't be Nikna b'chalifin, because Chalifin is not Mitam Kesef. Okay, that's one answer that you give for the Rambam. Mishle Melech in Hilchas Avodim in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph offers a different answer. He says maybe the Rambam Taka holds that the Drosha stands Lamaskona. Like the Shita, like the Ravid. The Drosha does stand Lamaskona. Aye, so if the Drosha stands, then how can the Rambam say that an Eved Ivri is not Nikna b'chalifin? He doesn't say it. Right, it's an error of omission, not an error of commission. Right? He leaves it out. Mishle Melech is medayik from the Rambam. Because the Rambam in Hilchas Avod in Perek Beis, Eved Ivri Shemachru Bezdin Mikna Bekesef Ubishava Kesef Ubishtan. The Rambam mentions Kesef Shava Kesef Ubishtan, but he leaves out Khalifin. He's off the Mishnah Melech. You see, clearly the Rambam assumes he's not Mikna Bechalifin. The question is why? Why is he not Mikna Bechalifin? Mishnah Melech says that there's a Drushan Kiddushin. Bekesef Ubishtan 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 Ubishtan. It's clear he's not Mikna Bechalifin. Ah, but the problem is that doesn't remain Lamaskana. Rav Nachman holds a peri lo avdi chalifin, so the Gemara has a different interpretation. So if it doesn't remain laskana, how can the Rambam rely on the Gemara? Zok the Mishnah Melech, who says that drasha doesn't remain laskana? The drasha doesn't remain completely laskana, meaning there have to be different interpretations of that drasha, but you have to throw it out entirely. Because of unikna ve unikna betfu of a kelim, which part of the drasha do we have to throw out? Which word? Which word? Because of unikna ve unikna betfu of a kelim. Bitfua has to be thrown out. Rav Nachman holds the peri lo avdi chalifin. So how can a drosha that comes to be mamayit chalifin say enu nikna bitfua v'kelim? Tfua doesn't work for chalifin. But toras tfua, there's no toras tfua v'kelim. There's toras kelim, but there's no toras tfua because peris don't do chalifin, Rav Nachman holds. So the word tfua has to be thrown out. The braisa can't mean B'toras tfuah v'kelim. The braisa can't mean chalifin. What does the braisa say? Mikesef ignoso, mikesef unikta v'en unikta b'tfuah v'kelim. That braisa can't mean chalifin because Rav Nachman would say that tfuah can't mean chalifin. So the braisa has to mean something else. It has to mean pochos mishaveh pruta. Pochos mishaveh pruta. But you think that the hanoah, mikra hanoah sayu, so therefore he should be able to be nikta. But the drasha itself that an Eved Ivri can't be nikna b'chalifin? What's the problem with that drasha? B'kesef hu nikna v'enu nikna b'kelim. But Nachum would say, enu nikna b'kelim, not enu nikna b'tfuah v'kelim. That drasha doesn't have to be rejected completely. The Shita held that the drasha is rejected. You don't necessarily have to say that according to the Rambam. Maybe the drasha is not rejected completely. Maybe the word tfuah is rejected, but the word kalim remains. B'kesef hu nikna v'enu nikna b'kelim. Taka, the Eved Ivri will not be able to be nikna b'chalifin. Okay, these are the two ways to explain the Rambam. That either the Rambam is really learning the Svara, and he rejects that drasha, or he says, no, the drasha is not rejected completely. It's just the different Amoraim argue with the Perush of the drasha. It's the Lashon Mishlamah. They argue how to interpret the drasha in different ways. Either it includes Tvu and Kalim, or it only includes Kalim, but the drasha is correct, Lamaskana. The Eved Ivri, Taka can't be Nikta B'Khalifin. Yes, Yaakov. Yeah, because that's in the Braisa. The Lashon Ve'enu Nikta B'Tvu of a Kalim is in the Lashon of the Braisa. So we can't throw the Braisa out.
How about that? It says Tvu of a Kalim again. If it just said Tvu, that would be excellent.
Where does it say Tvu of a Kalim again?
I think so. Tvu of a Kalim, it says it. If you look at the Nami, it's going to be by Omer.
No, that's because the maskon of the Gemara is that with the Ka'amrit, my iria tvu of a kelim, I feel like Kasef Nami.
It says if to say tvu and kelim both don't work, pshat
and No. We're trying to say pshat in the Braisa. The Braisa does mention tvu. So the Braisa mentions tvu, then according to Rev Nachman, it couldn't be talking about chalifin. So what does that mean? It says the Gemara, pachos mishava pruta.
What about kelim? Can kelim work pachos mishava? Meaning, the Gemara seems to think the takeaway is Tavua and Kalim both can't be used Pachos Mishava Pruta,
B'taras Damim!
Correct.
B'taras Damim.
There's also a second limud now that that Kalim can't be used for Kalipin. We're saying two different limuds?
We don't have to throw that out according to the Rambam. Right? The Rambam might say that we don't have to throw out Enu Nikta B'Kalim, so even the Maskana, maybe Taka...
One limud for Tavua and two for Kalim, that's what we're saying.
The Bryce is talking about Pachos Mishava Pruta. But the drasha that Eino Nikta V'Kalim doesn't have to be rejected. It still can apply. So the Rambam Taka has a mokka. Chalifin is not mitam kesef. The Eved Ivri will not be with the Chalifin. Yes? You get the impression from the way the Mishnah Melech is explaining the Rambam that he feels that the Rambam is beholden to Rav Nachman's Shita.
I mean, the Gemara seems to be
matched
that way.
Ula Rav Nachman, he's changed the whole pshat because of Rav Nachman. So, sounds like the Mishnah Melech holds that he's beholden to Rav Nachman. I have to look it up. But it would sound like that's the way that we do Paskin. Okay, that's one Ryan. Let's move on to the next Ryan. Rav Yosef brings another raya to his shita that Shiroi Tzrichi Shuma from Pidna Ben. V'na'am minala d'tanya, egel zeh l'pidjum b'ni, tala zeh l'pidjum b'ni, lo amar klum. Egel zeh b'chamesh shloim l'pidjum b'ni, tala zeh b'chamesh shloim l'pidjum b'ni, b'no podim. What does the Braisa say? Egel zeh l'pidjum b'ni, tala zeh l'pidjum b'ni. What happened here? What happened? Clearly there's no shuma. That's the point. It wasn't evaluated. The egel, the talis, they weren't evaluated. He says this should be for the pidyon haben. We know that a pidyon haben has to be chomesh slaim. So it's up to Braisa, if all the Yisrael said to the coin is egel zeh l'pidyon b'ni, lo amar klum, doesn't work. But egel zeh b'chomesh slaim l'pidyon b'ni, talis zeh b'chomesh slaim l'pidyon b'ni, then ben opodim. Meaning, if there's a shuma, it's not that he just says b'chomesh slaim, there's a shuma on the egel or the talis, so that does work. So without a shuma, it doesn't work. With a shuma, it does work. Zakter of Yosef, well, what are we talking about? Hi, pigeon hechidam, ilay medlo shavi. If it's not worth the chamesh sloim, right? He says talazul b'chamesh sloim the pigeon benin. If not worth chamesh sloim, kol kemine. Does he have a right to say that he's going to give this item that's not worth chamesh sloim to the coin? It's ridiculous. Pigeon haben has to be chamesh sloim. So without it being chamesh sloim, it's not going to work. And the lav afagav the shavi must be that it is worth that. Ukagon v'kevin lo kaitzi lo, the chiluk between the resh and the seifa is that the seifa is where there's a shuma, but the resh is where there's no shuma. If it's taka not worth hay sloim, so what's the havamina? Why should we say that without the shuma it's lo maklum, with the shuma it is a pidyon? Right, there's no havamina, you can give less than chamesh sloim. Must be that the egel, the talis, really are worth five sloim. But the problem is that if without a shuma, it's not going to work. Shavu kesef doesn't shiroi tzrichi shuma. If shiroi tzrichi shuma for kiddushin, then for pidyon haben as well. Isn't this a raya that shavu kesef requires shuma? Kevin lo kaitzi lo. Lo. Lo lam lo shavu. Rabba will respond, the Gemara responds, that really we're talking about that it's not shoveh chamesh sloim. It's not really shoveh chamesh sloim. You thought that the sefer is talking about whether there's a shuma, that the chiluk between reish and sefer is whether there is a shuma or no shuma? Says Rabba, no. La'olam below shoveh, really it's not worth chamesh sloim. Aye, so how does talizub chamesh sloim lepidyon b'ni work? We're going to kovel koini laveh. The Kohen is mekabel upon himself. He's mekabel the pidyon haben, even though it's not worth the chamesh sloim. Ki hadar Rav Kana shakel sudra mibeit. Ki hadar Rav Kana shakel sudra. The pidyon haben, Omar ledidi chazi li chamesh sloim. He took a sudra the pidyon haben, and he says ledidi chazi li chamesh sloim. To me, it's worth chamesh sloim. Ledidi shavali. To me, it's worth chamesh sloim, so therefore I'll accept it as pidyon haben. Rav Yosef wanted to bring a raya from pidyon haben that shiroi tzrichi shuma, that shavu kesef needs evaluation. And the Gemara says, no, maybe we're talking about a situation where the kohen accepts the item, even if it's not worth chamesh sloim, ledidi shavu li chamesh sloim. No raya that shiroi tzrichi shuma. This raya of the Gemara, to which lashon of the Machlokes, is the Gemara bringing a ride? Is it bringing a ride to the Lishna Kama or the Lishna Basi? Remember, there are two Lishonas, right? Machlokes Rabba and Rav Yosef is either talking about Omar Chamshin v'Shavu Chamshin or Omar Bekoldim. Which Loshon is the Gemara bringing a ride to? Omar Chamshin v'Shavu Chamshin, he said it's worth 50 and it is worth 50. Or Omar Bekoldim, which Rashi interprets, let's go back to Rashi. Rashi interprets Koldim who means Kemoshahein, right? Whatever they're worth. What's the Gemara bringing a raya to? Yosef is bringing a raya that she writes to which lashon? The first lashon? Is he bringing a raya, again, is he bringing a raya that she writes Tzrichi Shuma by Chamshin v'Shavu Chamshin? Chomesh Sloim, where he said it's worth Chomesh Sloim and the Shuma verifies that? And why does he say that you need a Shuma? Because lo sam chadaita, there's a lack of smichas das without the shuma. Is that the raya that he's bringing? Or should we say Rav Yosef is bringing a raya to the second lashon, the lishna basra, where he says bekoldu. I want you to accept this bekoldehu. And from the Brayse, you see that the Pidyon HaBen requires Shuma. Shava Kesef requires Shuma. Which Lashon of the Gemara is Rav Yosef bringing a riot to? Who takes a stand on this? Tosfos. So Tosfos has an amazing statement. Three words. Lelishna Kama Maisi Rai. Four words, excuse me. He's bringing a riot to the Lishna Kama. Now this is a fascinating Tosfos. Because Tosfos doesn't make a statement about the first riot. Right? The riot from Eved Ivri. Now, he doesn't say that raya is the Lishna Kama. It sounds like that raya can be for both. But the raya from Pidyon HaBen, that's the raya for the Lishna Kama exclusively, not for the Lishna Bas. Why does he say that? Why does he say the Lishna Kama Maisi Raya and not the Lishna Bas? So the Marsha here makes a statement. But before we look at the Marsha, let's think about it. Let's think about it ourselves. Let's just talk about Peh for a moment. What's the first Lashon again? Omar Chamshin v'Shabu Chamshin. Rav Yosef holds that by Omar Chamshin v'Shabu Chamshin, she wrote Tzvi Chishuma, why? Lo Sam Chedai, the lack of Smichas Dais. Second Lashon, B'Kol Dehu. Rav Yosef holds Tzvi Chishuma, why? Shava Kesef requires Shuma. It's a din that Shava Kesef requires Shuma.
Or it's also about Smichas.
Okay, or it's also about Smichas Dais. Okay, but it doesn't have to be like that. Okay, let's say Poshet. Not the Ritva. What's the Lishna Kama? Let's look at it visually. Lishna Kama is what? Of Yosef Shita, yeah? Shiroi Tzvi Chishuma, Chamshim Mishavu Chamshim, Tzvi Chishuma, why? Lo Sam Chadayta. You'll see why I'm writing this on the board. What's the Lishna Basra? Kol Dehu? What does Kol Dehu mean? Rashi? You'll see this is important as well. Kamo Shehen. Kamo Shehen Shavim. Tzvi Chishuma, why? Shove Kesef Ke Kesef. Ve'inan Kaitz. Comes Tosis and says, I think Rav Yosef by Pidyon HaBen is bringing a riot to the Lishna Kama. Why do you think he says it's bringing a riot to the Lishna Kama? What about the Lishna Basra bothered him? That the Gabi Pidyon HaBen is just not going to work. What about the Lishna Basra bothered him? What does the Lishna Basra say? We're talking about Kol Dehu. That the man wants to be Mekadesh the woman, and he says, I want you to be Mekadesh to me with this item, with the Shiroi, Kamo Shein Shavit. By Pidyon HaBen, Yaakov...
Isn't there a Kol Dehu? He has a set amount...
How can Pidyon HaBen be Bekol Dehu? It has to be Chamesh Loi. How can it be Bekol Dehu? Raya couldn't be to the Lishna Basra, because it can't be Bekol Dehu. Pidyon HaBen has to be Chamesh Loi. The whole idea of Kol Dehu makes no sense. That couldn't be the case. So after Marsha, that's why the Tosfos said, the Raya is to the Lishna Kama. Lishna Kama, I can fathom. Chamshin v'shavu Chamshin, he says, it's Chamesh Sloim. The Shuma says it's Chamesh Sloim. So if there's a Shuma, it works. If there's no Shuma, it doesn't work. That's what the Gemara was saying. So Raya to the Lishna Kama, I can fathom. But a Raya to the Lishna Basra is after Marsha. Tosfos felt that doesn't make any sense, because by Pidyon HaBen, Kol Dehu is not going to work. Josh.
Around the Gemara, though, it brings the case of how it's not actually five slime.
Again?
To me, it's worth five slime, even though it's only two or three slime.
No, that's the maskana of the Gemara. The Didi Shavali works by Pidyon HaBen, but the Kasha is assuming that she writes to Yerushalayim. What's the case? If it's Kol Dehu, that doesn't work when it comes to Pidyon HaBen. Why does Kol Dehu not work by Kiddushin? As long as it's a Pruta. No, but
exactly.
But according to Rashi, it's as long as it's not Batsum, it Pruta works.
So I can't expect it to be the same thing here. As long as it's worth five, it's the same
no,
thing.
No, but that's not what Kol Dehu means. Kol Dehu means whatever it's worth, as long as it's a Pruta.
What?
That's not, as long as it's Chamesh Slime.
That's how Rashi's defining it there.
No, but you have no Chiv to give more than Chamesh Slime to the coin anyway.
I'm just playing devil's advocate. I'm just saying, why What's the difference? No, because the only point we're making is because there's a set amount that it has to hit.
Because there's a set amount, then koldu doesn't make any sense. Right? The phrase koldu, that it should be worth anything. I want you to accept this no matter what it's worth. In the maskon of the Gemara, that's talking what the coin says, ledidi shavali. But the Yisrael can't say that's what I want to give you.
Rashi's not saying that koldu works because it's because the definition of koldu is that it's worth at least a shavu pruta. He's saying koldu works because I can look at this object and know it's at least worth the shavu pruta.
Okay, but by pidyon haben, koldu is not going to work. It has to be chamish lev.
Why can't it say the same thing? Or like koldu, whatever it's worth, because why can it at least worth chamish lev?
Okay.
Usually there's a concept of giving more. Like, it's not everyone trying to hit a shavu pruta for kiddushin. By pidyon haben, there's not really a premise of at least five shlamim. You give five shlamim to the kohen.
There's a set amount. That's all it is. It's five shlamim.
By kiddushin, you're not shooting for a shavu pruta. People don't get. That's not the way.
Again, if we're talking about it.
It's like everybody gives exactly a shavu pruta. Everybody's supposed to be giving chamish shlamim. I think there's a chilek.
You can't give more than chamish shlamim.
There's no value to the extra that you give. It's just a matana you're giving to the kohen. It's not pidyon haben. No, it's not. But it's not nitfas as part of pidyon haben. If you give more than a pruta in kiddushin, that's kesef kiddushin for the woman. You give more, you're being mekadosh with more than a pruta. I think yes.
See the Tosfos here, Zaken. It doesn't. He said that he says the case of kaldu is not a specific amount. Could it work? It's not a non-specific amount. Could it work?
Exactly. Hold. Comes the Pnei Yeshua. And says, I think punk fakir from the Marsha. I don't understand his trapped Tosfos. Comes to Pnei Yeshua and says, fakir, I think that you can say Rav Yosef is bringing a raya to the Lishna Kama. I think he can only be bringing a raya to the Lishna Basa. Why? Because there's some Lishna Kama that doesn't work that doesn't work by pidyon haben. What's that? What's the Lishna Kama based on? Rav Yosef says Tzrichi Shuma. Why? Do you need smichas das of the coin by pidyon haben? If you give chamesh shlamim, if the thing is worth chamesh shlamim, does it really matter whether he has smichas das for the item or not? It's worth chamesh shlamim, so I was yotzei pidyon haben. Why does it matter? I know you can't give something to the coin bal karcha. Nesina bal karcha lo shmei nesina. But what is pidyon haben after all? It's pira on a chov. You're paying back a chov that you owe the coin. Do we really care about his smichas das? So you say it's worth chamesh shlamim. He doesn't know that the shavu kesef is worth chamesh shlamim. You give him chamesh shlamim, you give him cash, so then he knows it's chamesh shlamim. You give him shavu kesef. He doesn't know it's worth chamesh shlamim. Does that really matter? So he's not some chadaita. Does it really matter whether he has smichas das or not? The fact is, I gave him chamesh shlamim. So as long as I gave him chamesh shlamim, that should be enough. Rav Yosef says, tzrichi shuma because lo some chadaita, and he's bringing a raya that by pidyon haben, also, if the coin is not so mechdas, then the egel or the talis is not going to work for the pidyon haben. How can that be? You need smichas das of the coin? Frek the Pnei Yeshua? And the chazanish? And the ktos achoshin? All the achronim gang up on the marsha. They gang up on Tosfos. Talk to Pnei Yeshua, lule the mislefina, lefum rihata, he says, I think the gears and toes should be different. Lilishna kama lo maisirai, or lilishna basra maisirai. Says, I think there's a different girsa. Take out your felt tip pen. Amend the text. The Pnei Yeshua is so convinced that it just doesn't make any sense. Fascinating, right? That both schools of thought look at the lashonos of the Gemara and they each say, does pidyon haben work out with these lashonos? According to the Marsha, he's looking at Tosfos the way our gear says it, and he says, Koldahu, the Lishna Basra, Koldahu, doesn't really make sense by pidyon haben, because you can't do Koldahu by pidyon haben. Come the Pnei Yeshua and the Chazon Ish and others, and they say, Fakert. Smichas Das is not an issue by pidyon haben, so the Lishna Kama doesn't fit in with pidyon haben, so the Raya can only be to the Lishna Basra. What's the answer? How can we justify the Marsha's patent taste with what's the Pnei Yeshua thinking, what's the Marsha thinking? So I thought, Lechora, the answer to Koldu, right? The fact that the Marsha thought, Bedas Tosfos, that the rise to the Lishna Kama, not the Lishna Basa, because Koldu makes no sense by pidyon haben, what's the Pnei Yeshua going to do with that, right? He thinks that the Raya is to the Lishna Basa, what's he going to do with that? I thought Yaakov's point is well taken. that we said there are a number of Rishonim, the Riyazokin and the Rajba, they both learn that koldu doesn't mean kemoshe and shavin. It means you give it stam. Stam. You give the woman shiroi. You give the kohen an egel. A talis. You give him the object. Stam. Not that you say it should, you should accept this as pidyon haben kemoshe and shavin. No, you give it to him stam. You just don't tell him how much it's worth. That's what koldehu means. That works by pidyon haben. As long as it's worth chamish slime, then that'll work. Maybe that's the pshat in koldehu. That could be. Right? That's why the Pnei Yeshua, again, that's why the Pnei Yeshua thought that you could bring a raya to the Lishna of Asur. If Yosef could be bringing the raya to the Lishna of Asur, that if you say koldehu to the kohen, meaning you don't say the words, it's not omar koldehu. If he gave the egel or the talis stam and he says, egel zelefijon b'ni, let's talk about what the braisa says, doesn't it be koldehu? Egel zelefijon b'ni, talis zelefijon b'ni. So, lo amaklum, if there's no shuma, zokter v'yosef, what's that saying? That's saying that you need a shuma, that even if you gave it stam, it's not going to work for pidyon haben. Stam is not koldehu. That taka would work for pidyon haben. So the Pnei Yeshua and the Chazon Ish say that you can bring a raya to the Lishna Basa, but not to the Lishna Kama, because Smichas Das doesn't play a role by pidyon haben. So that could answer the Marsha's taina. What's the Marsha going to do to answer the Pnei Yeshua's taina? Right? They say that the raya could only be to the Lishna Basa, not to the Lishna Kama. Why? Because there's no issue of Smichas Das by pidyon haben. So the Ptos wants to suggest that maybe Matnas Kahuna is different than every other Piron Achov. Taka Pidyon HaBen is Piron Achov, but Matnas Kuno always require Nesina. Titan lo, it says in the Pasuk. You're supposed to give a Nesina to the Kohen. So Avad, the Nesina Balkarach is not going to work. Nesina Balkarach, you can't give it against the will of the Kohen. But apparently, it could be as well, that because you need a Din Nesina in Matnas Kuno, maybe Taka you need Smichos Das of the Kohen as well. Not only can it be Balkarach, if you give him Balkarach, obviously it's not going to work against his will. But even if you give him something that he doesn't have smichas das for, maybe that's felt in the nesina. It's not called a nesina to the kohen. So maybe that's the pshat. Taka pidyon haben is a piro and achov, and of course it would not work balkarach of the kohen. But because it's a nesina, you do need smichas das. Zokter v'yosef, he brings a raya to the lishna basu, not to the lishna kama, because the idea of lo samchadaita doesn't apply by pidyon haben. You can't say that shiroi tzrichi shuma because lo samchadaita. Again, am I saying this right? Just one second. Just one second. Again. The Pnei Yeshua learns that the raya is to the Lishna Basra. Let's put it on the board. Let's chart it out. What doesn't work by Pidyon HaBen? The Marsha says the Raya is the Lishna Kama. No koldehu by Pidyon HaBen. The Pnei Yeshua and others said that the Raya is from the Lishna Basra because Smichos Das is not necessary by Pidyon HaBen. Isn't necessary by Pidyon HaBen. Oh. So how is the Pnei Yeshua going to answer the Marsha's taina that there's no koldehu by Pidyon HaBen? He said the Pnei Yeshua will go like the Riyah Zokein and the Rashba. The koldehu doesn't mean kemoshe in shavin. Koldehu means stam. That's how the Pnei Yeshua is going to learn. How is the Marsha going to answer the Pnei Yeshua's kasha that smichas das isn't an issue by Pidyon HaBen? Oh, that's the pshat. How's the Marsha going to answer the Pnei Yeshua's taina? So that's where the Ktos comes in. The Ktos is answering for the Marsha, right? Not for the Pnei Yeshua. Right? How is the Marsha going to answer the Pnei Yeshua's taina that Smichas Das isn't necessary by Pidyon HaBen? So therefore, the raya has to be from the Lishna Basra, not from the Lishna Kama. Dr. Tzais, even though Pidyon HaBen is really Piron HaChov, and even Balkarach of the coin, you should be able to be Parei HaChov. You're paying up. What, do you think a Love can't pay the Malve Balkarach? The Love can say, I want to pay up. The Malve is going to say, no, I won't take that as a Piron. If you give Shava Kesev, that your work is a Piron HaChov. It comes to Ketos and says that by Matnas Kuna, since you need a Derech Nesina, and Nesina can't be Balkarach, Nesina has to be Midaito, so therefore, if the coin doesn't have Smichas Das, maybe by Pidyon HaBen it's not going to work. Maybe by Pidyon HaBen it's not going to work. So then we can understand the Marsha's Taina that the Raya could be to the Lishna Kama and not to the Lishna Bas. Yes?
It's going to be trivial in comparison to the Samcha Daita issue, but is it also possible to suggest that the Gemara says the Omar Kamshin Vishabu Kamshin? So conceptually, obviously, Pidyon HaBen needs to be a certain amount also, but he's not stating that amount. When someone's making a guarantee on a product, then it needs Shuma. But in our case, he's just giving something that it's for
Pidyon. No, according to the Marsha, if you say the Raya is from the Lishna Kama, then what he's doing, what the Marsha is doing, is he's interpreting the Braisa to mean that he said, Egel Zeh LePidyon B'ni B'chomesh Shloim. There's no Shuma, but he says B'chomesh Shloim, and it's Shav B'chomesh Shloim. That's what you have to say. Right, it's a good point, Yaakov. Right, according to the Marsha, that Rav Yosef's raya is to Lishna Kama, it must be that the reisha is egel zeh b'chamesh shloim lepidyon b'ni and v'shav b'chamesh shloim, and that's not going to work. The sefer is egel zeh b'chamesh shloim. That means that there actually was a shuma for chamesh shloim. Right? The chilek between the reisha and the sefer is that in the sefer there's a shuma. The question is, what's the ratio? Is the ratio bekoldehu, where he says it's stam, or he actually says chamish v'shavu chamish? He says chamish sloim v'shavu chamish sloim. You have to interpret the ratio according to the Marsha as saying that that he tells the coin egel zeh chamish sloim v'shavu chamish sloim. Eli,
can we just assume that if the coin doesn't think it's worth five, then you're not
it's a Piron HaChov. But if it turns out it is worth five, it doesn't matter. The whole point of Kiddushin is that if Bishas Kiddushin, she didn't think it was worth Chamshin, then the Kiddushin never worked because she didn't have Smichas Das, Bishas Meisen. The coin does not have Smichas Das. Why should the coin have to have Smichas Das at the time that you give him the Pidyon HaBen?
Because she's giving you something.
No, but your Yotzei, as long as the coin keeps it, and it turns out it's worth Chamish Shloim, turns out that it was a Pidyon HaBen.
But he doesn't want it. He's saying, I don't think that's worth five.
No, even if the woman keeps the shiroi, and there's a shuma later, remember? If the woman keeps the shiroi and there's a shuma later, according to some Rishon, then that's not going to work. Rashi and Tosis, remember? Against the Rambam. It could be, if shiroi tzrichi shuma, that means b'shas kiddushin you need the shuma. If you don't have shuma, b'shas kiddushin, it's not going to work later. Pidyon HaBen, as long as the coin holds on to it, keeps it. So you a yotze, you're piron achov. So if you're a yotze, then it shouldn't be a problem if there's no smichas das. Only if you need nesina and matnas kuna, so then efshem kenzogin that without smichas das it's not going to work. Yeah.
But like in theory, can the coin just keep the kid and say, I want to give it to you for five? So it's not
keep the child.
In theory,
no, it doesn't work like that. Yeah.
So you said you're not giving me five. Lockers.
Yeah. He doesn't own the child before you give it to him. Yeah. He doesn't own it personally, and the sheva kuna doesn't own the child either. That's not what it's about. Right, it's that you have to. There's a mitzvah pidyon HaBen, a mitzvah nesina. Okay, we'll stop here.